Hi, I'm Dragan, and you're listening to the Lunch Break Coach podcast. We're back with Reni Mihaiova today discussing her experience transitioning from a single contributor to a manager leading her own business. We're going to talk about the challenges she's facing and how she's motivating her team.
I was thinking, what do you want to see in Knots? Like, you started it as a one-woman show, let's put it this way, or one-person show, let's be nowadays, or one-human show. Now you have, I don't know, two people with you, and hopefully they'll become more one day. But how do you see the future of Knots and you within Knots?
I'll tell you a little bit more about why I created Knots, because I think that my vision for it basically is linked with the future. In my previous roles, when I was working with clients, I wanted to have, in digital marketing, I want to have a way, way more personalized approach to the client communication. I mean, for me, creating content is about listening to the other person and thinking what's best for them and delivering that every single moment of time. It's not just about, you know, writing one post, done, posted, published, next. It's about actually listening to the needs of the other person and understanding what would be best for them in light of course, digital trends and in light of everything that's going around. So this was one of the things I wanted to bring as value ahead. It was just a really personalized and, I think, friendly communication with clients and just basically taking care of them in getting the best content possible out there, at least I hope. And in the second line of thought, now in Bulgaria, people who write don't have a lot of opportunities ahead of them. I mean, like, they could go into the world of journalism, media, and everything else. There, it's a little bit of a machine, like, you get what I mean.
I know what you mean firsthand. Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, basically, once they get into the cycle, they lose a little bit of their spark and their creativity. And as well in the agency. So, I mean, working for an agency, you get so many opportunities. You get to work with big brands, you get the big mindset. But at the same time, I think that these people sometimes forget that those small, simple things that drive every single human interaction, those are the ones that would help you always stay relevant within the role of marketer, copywriter, whatever profession you decide. So the second idea for Knots was to give people who want to write, young people, anyone really, the chance to learn and to become better at the craft and to just have a free space to think creatively and to provide ideas. And this is constantly done within our team. We constantly have like our Monday morning meetings or whatever. And during them, we do so many creative exercises. In last week, I got the Lion King plot out of Wikipedia and was like, okay, girls, you know this movie. I want you to write within the next 30 minutes a post for LinkedIn that somebody would publish and share on social media out of The Lion King. And for 30 minutes, both girls just created something wonderful. Like, one of them was talking about the Hakuna Matata concept in life. The other one just provided a very nice summary, very well structured, of how the movie went for people who haven't seen it. So I think that's the future ahead for Knots, just doing these kinds of creative thinking exercises, growing as a team and just continuing to deliver value to clients.
When you were talking, I imagined like, okay, the agencies is a factory. You know, like people go boom, 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 boom. It's like a factory work. And you actually create a craft studio in a way like, okay, we're learning a craft here. Like, we're learning how to do things. We actually learning them and enjoying them and have an open mind. So that's what I imagined when you were talking. So not a factory. We have this, you know, great clients and everything goes like from the machine, boom, boom. Everything needs to be the same. It's like everything can be different. Anything that comes out from here can be different. You know, you can use anything that stimulates you. Star Wars, Lion King, Pocahontas, whatever comes into the picture, you know, like and even classics. And I'm a bit worried that sometimes people don't remember the classics and they won't get the idea, but other people will just to resonate with them. Okay. I always ask this people, the people that participate here, like, what's your big burning question at the moment? What's the thing that's really on your mind and bothers you or keeps you awake?
I think I have a lot of big burning questions.
Okay. The most, the hottest one.
The hottest one for me is, people get, you know, Dragon, people get motivated in different ways. Like for me, as I've said, is the nice checklist and the nice books reading and my free time, etc., and just being creative all about. So for me, perhaps my big burning question is how to adapt this motivation from person to person, because as a leader, I think that's the biggest role, to inspire motivation. I mean, I know that people aren't motivated in just a straight or upcoming line. There is downturns and upturns and downturns and upturns. So for me, it's about how do you help people stay motivated even when they're in the upturn? Because when they're in the downturn, you know, you can always do something for them. You can go out with them, talk to them, just make it really personal, show them the care. But how do you keep them motivated even when they're on the upward hike?
Mm-hmm. So when the spike of the motivation is up and they're riding the wave of the high wave.
Exactly.
How to keep the wave up and how to keep their motivation high. It's a very good question. And if you have to think about it, you know, and imagine, like, I'm going to use a metaphor here, like you have a magic wand, like everything is possible. Like there's no stupid options or stupid ideas. Like, what are the first couple of things coming on your mind like that you can use to motivate them?
If I have a magic wand, I would first create a machine where people just can hang around and stay motivated and talk about things they care about and just drive their creativity. It would be some mm-hmm. sort of space where they get inspired and they stay up into that highway, so there would be something like that. And another thing I would do to ensure their motivation just continues or just remains the same at the high is basically use the magic wand to better understand my team and to sit down and to listen to them even more so, to understand even more so their emotions and their work logic, if you can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think two things. So
if we say that the machine is probably not the most possible thing, but what kind of option you have that would be similar to the machine? And that's possible to do, because, okay, I don't know, this machine is probably a magic machine. Everyone is happy, and I imagine trolls, you know, like, oh, I'm like rainbows and colors and, you know, good songs and everything. And that's cartoons, so not possible. But what are your life machine you can create for your team?
I think it can be some sort of space, whether it's digital or physical space, where every single one of us can build it and be inspired within it. So whether it's a Pinterest board, which keeps us posted and most motivated about our creativity, whether it's a book club where we share ideas and just talk about things, whether this machine is just, you know, we're working from home, all of us. We sometimes meet within offices, but if we have our own office as well, I think this could be the machine that unites us and that keeps us motivated.
To create the physical space as well, which is your own physical space. It doesn't change every time when you meet, so they can then make it. And the second thing you said is understand what drives them. What are the three quick things you can do there that will have an immediate effect on how you understand what motivates them?
I think the three quick things would be book a meeting one-on-one where we only talk about motivation with each one of us and just basically show myself in a very vulnerable light as a leader and show what motivates me, then ask them to do the same if they feel confident about it. If they don't, it has to be, you know, they have to know in advance about it. It can't be out of the box, out of the blue. The second thing I can do, I've seen that during our team buildings, we can freely and openly talk about like what drives us in life, what motivates us. So perhaps organize something that has to do, be a little bit of a challenge. So for example, last time we went hiking up mountains, this time we can go, I don't know, rock climbing or something like that, where each and everyone was shows her way of staying motivated within this challenging, let's call it that, task. Mm-hmm. And the third way, I think, yeah, communication will be crucial key here. And it's communication also within the moments they feel most challenged within. So like if their muse is down, or if they're just feeling exhausted or burnt out from, I don't know, because they're studying, being a billion other things to decide, like one of them has just created a diplomatic club within her university, and the other one is just working on some pet brands to the side. So yeah, just sitting down at their low moments and having a human conversation with them.
Mm, interesting. I mean, if I can add something to the picture, it's just ask them, you know, what motivates you? What are the things that inspire you in life? And that will save you quite a lot of time for this. But you're on the right track. I mean, motivation cannot be kept high constantly. It's a misconception. Nothing in nature functions in a high state. I mean, that's not so. There's going to be low and high, and there's going to be an average motivation, which is fine for people. And understanding this is important. And it will be despite anything you're doing. You know, you can do perfectly a leadership job and people still not motivated because there's an external factor that it's not related to you. Okay. We're heading towards the end of our conversation today. And I always ask my guests, okay, if you have someone who is starting on your path today, what are the three important things you want to give them as a heads up advice? Like three things that they really need to have in mind when they start. What you do and what they're going to do.
On the path of leadership or on the path of copywriting?
I believe in the path of, you know, forming a business.
Okay. So the first thing everyone should know if they create their own business is that this is a lonely wolf game, basically. How I would define it is within the office, you have your friends, you have, you know, get the coffee, sit and talk and chat for 15 minutes every day. You have those small, tiny luxuries you don't realize they're there, that once you start working on your own, they suddenly disappear. So like you don't have, you have your friends, but they're not within the same space with you. They're not your office or work friends, which I think that this is one of the most valuable friendships, by the way, the work friendship, because you face so many challenges together and you learn to work together and see different perspectives and to excel in your task. So in the beginning, you definitely lose this comfort, but there's nothing to be scared about because you learn to build your team and to build and to grow within this new role. The second thing which people who work within their own business need to remember is there are days where you'll be so productive, you pass like 1,000 tasks at the same time, be on calls, meet with people, blah, blah, blah. There are days where you just want to snuggle in bed, you can't get out, and that's completely fine. As an entrepreneur, you've taken up just basically the whole world on your shoulders because you have to be the accountant, you have to be the business person, you have to meet with clients, you have to care for the outputs of your business. So it's okay to have those down days, not turn them into a habit, but just really take care of your mind. And the third tip is to take care of your body. Now, in today's society, you know, everyone is obsessed with healthy living and those hashtags and everything else on Instagram. I think that even more so when you're working on your own, you have that internal and sometimes external stress, which could result into you, for example, just locking yourself in, not going out, not meeting with your friends, not exercising, not eating properly, not drinking enough water. So I think that taking care of your physical body is also important as an entrepreneur, because you need to be outdoors, you need to recharge your batteries to be able to succeed and excel in what you do.
I relate to this, and I see it as like setting good boundaries around your work, because when you work on your own, like you say, you can always say, I work on my own. And we know even from research, like people who work on their own work around 60 hours a week compared to people who work in a company when they come 40, 45, you know, depending on the job. But that's an average. So people who work on their own, they work alone and they work more. So they work more. So setting boundaries and making sure that you detach from work and take care of yourself. That's a very, very important thing. We don't see it from the beginning. And rarely people think about it. Now it's to put everything, what everything means. What's the limit? What other aspects of your life are suffering? So people start justifying, because it's my business, I can afford to work more. Yes, it's true, but not every time.
It's so true. It has to have the highs and lows, or else you just get burned out. It builds up.
Yeah. Yes. And then when you burn out, there's no one to look after you. Because if you work in a company, you can take leave, you can take sick leave, you know, that's kind of a cushion. Maybe your colleagues are supportive, depending on the environment. But if you work on your own, you crash a wall and that's it. And that happens with a lot of people who start.
Jürgen, can I ask you, when you started your own business, what were the three things that really motivated you and helped you drive your growth along the way?
I think I was always connected to my purpose. No, I was aware of the things you mentioned. So like you're alone, you have to be mindful about, you know, how you spend your time, that there's going to be ups and downs. I didn't know about the downs that much. I knew not about the ups. I faced them later. The other thing that really helped me is actually I had realistic expectations about what I expect in the first periods of my life, my startup. And I was happy because I was meeting them, and I could probably do better, but I didn't want to. So, and I was really clear about why I'm starting this. That's really what helped me.
It was completely and entirely linked with your purpose.
Yes. And I knew like how this is going to affect me, how this is going to affect my family, how this is going to give me more time to spend with my daughter. And so on and so on. And to be honest, I started in a very poor health, let's put it like that. I was coming after a very difficult period from my full-time work. I stopped and I focus on a work I enjoy for 3 months, just, you know, to do the work I enjoy and nothing else. And when I was leaving my full-time job, I did medical tests and they were not good. They were definitely not good. 6 months later, everything changed. So I knew that I'm on the right track by doing the work I like, by employing the lifestyle I want. And believe me, I worked more than what I wanted to work. So that was a great... And I went to work 4 days a week. I kept working 5 days a week from day one, literally. Like, which reminds me that, I just made 2 years in business.
Oh, congratulations. So,
thank you. I need to do a thing on. Wow. Time really flew. And... I really want to think about being honest and authentic with us. And I'm sure that there's something for everyone. And I'm going to take a key message from you, which is that I didn't realize I would need to get help in terms of, you know, other people helping with my business. And that probably could save you some time, but you got the help and you're doing great from what I can see. So I wish you all the luck and success you can have. Just if you need help, you know, reach out for whatever help you have to get.
Thank you so much, Dragan, for having me on. This has been a real blast. And really good talking to you about those different topics.
You're welcome.